Stephen Mayne, shareholder activist and media gadfly, is on the line to comment on the bulletin closure. Stephen, good morning.
Hi, John. How are you?
What do you make of it?
Well, I guess at one level it's not surprising when you put a private equity firm in charge of a loss-making magazine. The sentimentality and the history isn't really considered so highly. So as soon as James Packer made that decision to sell 75% of his magazine empire to the private equity firm CVC, I guess the writing was on the wall, and it hasn't taken them that long to fire the bullet.
I just said to Harold Mitchell a few moments ago that Kerry Packer understood the leverage you got from having a magazine like The Bulletin available to you if you wanted to let off steam or have a go or whatever it might have been. James Packer and now the private equity owners in partnership have no apparent interest in those long-term investments.
Well, you are right, particularly if you're a casino mogul like James Packer. Having that political insurance of supposedly powerful media outlets to protect your interest is important, and a lot of people think that's why James has kept 25% of Channel 9. There's still a perception that he's got a bit of power and influence there. But I guess maybe the board, and for all its losses a year, and you know, it's, you're talking, I guess, around the, you know, the five million plus mark, with a circulation of only 57,000 audited figures, although a lot of people think that's actually a bit more than it really is, that it doesn't really give you the political influence for the dollars it costs. And private equity doesn't particularly rate political influence or history. And so, you know, the magazine that brought us Henry Lawson and has been around since 1880 is no more.
Is no more. Text message from Sam. Where will I get my weekly Patrick Cook fix? Dumb strategy not even to have a farewell edition. Would have sold hundreds of thousands, says Sam. But we're all talking in nostalgic terms. Of course, the only thing the proprietors care about is the bottom line. Stephen, we've now got one less outlet covering federal politics. You can hardly say, I suppose, that one Packer outlet less is radical shifts in Australia's ownership equation, but it's one less outlet, one less voice looking at national affairs.
Well, that's right. It's disappointing. I mean, the Bulletin has had its big moments. I mean, think of the big scoops that Maxine McHugh broke with her regular series and her lunch with Maxine McHugh. You know, the Laurie Oakes Bulletin column, the famous...
Which he used to great effect. In fact, pretty much every working journalist in Australia who was interested in national affairs would see what Laurie Oakes had to say each week.
That's right. I mean, the famous 2001 Shane Stone memo to John Howard about the government being perceived as mean and tricky had a pronounced effect on the politics that year. It went to Laurie, and he used the Bulletin to put it out there. So look, you're right. It's one less voice. It's sad for our democracy in that sense. It's sad for quality journalism because a number of well-known journalists will be out of a job now.
Yeah, well, they'll probably bounce back. But the thing that bothers me, Stephen, is there's still work for the once-over lightly daily turnaround. There's still plenty of that. But what the Bulletin would do is like the equivalent on TV of Four Corners or the equivalent on radio of Radio National, people who would take the time to do what basically no one else was prepared to do, get beyond the daily turnaround and really give us something fresh and different. And that means that's not going to be done as much anymore.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, there's others who've been there before. I mean, remember the I magazine, which was launched a fortnight to take on the Bulletin. It only lasted, I think, a few months. And importantly, though, The Monthly has been launched, which was a new... Mr Schwartz has put that one out there a couple of years ago.
Maurie Schwartz. Good news for Sally Warhaft, our Friday Wrap contributor, who's the editor of that.
I don't think she'll be dancing on the grave, but I think the fact that they're profitable, The Monthly, it's good quality, and they've seen off the Bulletin after all this history. There is at least someone doing it, but you're right, John. It's very tough, and it's a sad day for journalism and particularly the history of journalism in Australia.
Harold Mitchell a moment ago said that the masthead wasn't worth anything because it was running at a loss, but you'd have thought that the brand name, the Bulletin, and the history was worth something if you put it out into the market, but apparently not.
I would have thought you would have continued it as a web presence, that the whole print and distribution of magazines is very expensive, but I would have thought you could have leveraged it as an online property, but it seems not.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, John.
Stephen Mayne, shareholder activist. Of course, still a contributor, but no longer the proprietor of crikey.com.au.